Well, I made a list. I think pastors generally are good at making lists. It's not the same list our spouses want us to have and accomplish, but we make lists. So the question for this list is, when do you not want to hear a vague answer? When is it in life you don't want, maybe, we'll see, I don't know, that kind of answer. And I thought about some things. When I was a kid, it was, can I go to the movies with my friends? Now you have to understand, movies in DeRidder, Louisiana were 25 cents. And with that, you got popcorn and a drink and the Saturday matinee. That was great. But I didn't want to hear, maybe, not sure, we'll see, or I don't know. Later in life, as you get out of high school and you've sent out all those letters to applications for colleges, am I accepted to your school? You don't want to get a shrug. You don't want to hear that. I don't know. Why are you asking me? We like specifics. And you know about our oldest daughter, as the patient asks the doctor, is it cancer? You don't want to hear maybe. You don't want to hear I don't know. You don't want to hear could be. In the realm of possibilities, it is a time we want clarity because it makes all the difference in the world. And when a young man asks a woman to be his bride, you don't want maybe, and you don't want I don't know, and you don't want to hear, why are you asking me? There are times in the scriptures that we want to hear clarity. And what's really neat about all three lessons this morning is it presents that to you. In the Old Testament reading, if you pull your bulletin, you just want to take a look at these, or you can just sit and listen. In the Old Testament reading in Isaiah, I know clarity is that God knows everything, and sometimes that's not what I want to know. But God is specific. God is specific about knowing it all. Now, that's different than when we meet a person and we say, well, you think you're a know-it-all. All right? God, being almighty, that is, all-powerful, all-present everywhere, he's also all-knowing. And so here in the scriptures it says, I know their works and I know their thoughts. In fact, he knows the times. The time is coming. And that gives us comfort. God doesn't say, well, some things I know and some things I don't. So he helps us because he is all-knowing. In the second reading, he knows about our struggles. In Hebrews, he tells us about, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. How does he know that? Is he watching you? The answer is yes. Does he care about you? The answer is yes. Does he have a plan for you? The answer is yes. And there is a part of that that just comforts us. Because in all the confusion and all the things that you and I don't know, and we don't know where to turn, we know to whom to turn. Because God knows it all. Well, then you get to the gospel reading. And you have that question. Someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? Now, what kind of answer do you want to this one? Do you want Jesus to say, could be, or we'll see, or I don't know? Think about what that means for our life and for our salvation. later on in scriptures and other places, we know that God already knows the names are written in the book of life who will be received into the kingdom of heaven. He already knows. Now, for some, that means we're predestined that, well, you don't have a choice. And it's not quite that way. But God knows our choices. It's called the doctrine of free will. God knows which way we're going to go. And without a doubt, God has that clearly identified. So when he starts talking about how the way is narrow, why is that unacceptable in our society? And yet, as believers, why is that a good thing? So I made another list, believe it or not, right? Okay? And so, why is it that the world wants to make God someone he isn't? Because that's part of the clue about the attitude today. Why is it the world doesn't want the narrow way? And it's simple. One, the world wants to believe what it wants. What it wants to believe. Two, the world, humanity, likes to think what it wants. I remember as a kid saying it to some adult, "You can't tell me what to think." And the adult looked at me like, "Boy, are you stupid." You know, when you don't know, when you don't understand, when you are unable to discern, it helps when someone tells you the real truth. But the problem is, we don't want the truth. That's number three. We want what we want the way we want it. We like what we choose to like, how we like it. That's all according to our sinful nature. And so we want to do what we like, we want to do it how we like it, and we want to do it when I like it. I mean, think about it. The sinful nature shows up in the child in the home when mom and dad say, "It's time to do your chores." And the child says, "I'll get to it later." Is that acceptable? Some kids are going, "Yes." And parents are going, "No, it's not." There is wisdom in parenting and knowing that there's a time and there's a need. And when we're children, we don't see it. So as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we come to this idea that the gate, sometimes it's called, is narrow, is very helpful. Because the other word for narrow would be it's exact. It's specific. It's clearly defined. Because if we didn't care about things being exact, or specific, or clearly defined, then we would never get new glasses when our prescription, our eyes have changed. Because if it was marvelous that things were blurry, we didn't care. If we didn't like exact, clearly defined, or specific, there wouldn't be a need for an upgrade of your TV, you know, to the 4K, or now they got bigger. And there wouldn't be, you know, that caved, you know, TV screen that y'all are getting me for Christmas, right? You know, there wouldn't be a need for that. There wouldn't be a need for the bigger monitor or for the more defined pixels and all of that. There wouldn't be a need for high definition cameras and high definition photographs. There wouldn't be the need if we didn't care about being exact. There wouldn't be the need for GPS. Where do I go? Like the cat in Alice in Wonderland, well, take any road. Because if it doesn't matter where you end up, then any road will take you there. That kind of thing. You understand, there are times that we like exact. There are times in our life when we need clarity. And Jesus wants us to know about salvation. He doesn't want us to be obscured. He doesn't want us to have a vague vision. He doesn't want us to be confused. He is very specific, very exact, very clear for our benefit. He wants us to know that not just any belief gets you there. He wants us to know that not any God is okay. He wants us to know that Jesus himself is the way of salvation. He wants us to know that his life, suffering, death, and resurrection is very, very specific. In fact, you even know that, for it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Salvation is specific. It's for all. And the one whom it's through is the one, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our sinful nature wants more options. But I want you to think about for a moment, when your sinful nature wanted the other options and you chose those, how did it work out for you? You know, how often haven't we ever said, if I only knew? Okay, or now I get it, or I don't think I should have done that, you know. And so our Lord Jesus Christ is teaching us, it's the narrow door isn't limiting who can come. It's specific as to how we go, through whom we go. So that you and I, as we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we know without a doubt we are saved. That we are saved by grace through faith. It is specific. If you've ever doubted your salvation, what you were doing is thinking that Christ was vague. So if you be very specific, did Christ die for you? What do you think? Yes. Yeah. Did Christ rise for you? Yes. Did Christ ascend to heaven to prepare a place for you? Yes. See, I didn't hear any maybes. Could be. I don't know. Or dumb looks. It is a marvelous gospel that is free of fear and doubt and confusion. That life in Christ is sure and true. Amen.